Hello, it's Rich Wilson aboard Great American 4. It is December 2nd, just at midnight local time. And our position is 36 degrees 15 minutes south and 2 degrees 25 minutes east longitude. I crossed that line earlier today between the western and eastern hemispheres. And it's called the Prime Meridian. It goes through Greenwich in England. So we have Greenwich Mean Time also. So it's a kind of a core for all the navigation that we do. We are now heading east approximately. We had jived a couple of hours ago. There's another storm coming along. Last night we had that first front came through with... for a brief part of time, over 40 knots of wind, and then it changed direction. And today, or tonight, now in the next 6 hours or so, supposed to be another big storm arriving, and mostly going to the south of us because we have turned east to let it go by to the south of us. That's our plan. We're prudent mariners first and racers second, and instead of heading into the storm for more wind, we will try to let the intensity of the storm go to the south of us, and then we'll pick it up again after that goes by. Currently have 22, 23 knots of true wind speed, 16 knots of boat speed. We have two reefs in the mainsail again to be conservative as we went into the night, and the fractional Jenniker, which is a big downwind sail, but it's not as big as a masthead Jenniker, which goes to the top of the mast. This one goes about three quarters of the way up, so again, a little bit more conservative. And for me, it's hard to find back up in New England the opportunity to go and train in these conditions, so this is actually a big learning curve as to which sail combinations will work best, and in which conditions, and also just gaining confidence in the ability of the autopilot to control everything. And we've learned a lot about the pilots. We had a session with a Brooks and Gatehouse person a couple of days before the start that was phenomenally helpful. And so now we're trying to implement some of the things we learned and see how the pilots handle it all. So they're doing okay. We did have an incident earlier this evening just around the time of the jibe. It was just an interesting seagoing episode, which was that during the jibe, during the preparation for it, and while I was in the cockpit working away on things, there's a dialog box on the computer popped up with a UGC message, which is for a sort of an international network, a standard kind of a message, and blinking away that it was an emergency message. And so I wasn't able to get down from the cockpit for 10, 15, 20 minutes probably while we completed the maneuver. And we've had a number of those be about piracy episodes of Western Africa, but this one, I almost didn't read it, but I did, and it turned out that just about 2 degrees of latitude, 120 miles due north of us, there was a bulk cargo ship that was sinking, and there was a request for all vessels in the vicinity to go to that position. And so we're not that close. It would be 12 hours before we would be able to get there. So I then called the race management of the Vendée Globe to see if they had further information. They did not have information on it at that time. And then I called one of the emergency numbers that we have for a search and rescue that's in France, in order to get the telephone number for the Cape Town, South Africa search and rescue that would have more information. That's where the notice came from. And so I was able to get that number, but I couldn't make the connection for some reason. So whether it was a bad number or I had it entered incorrectly. And the race management had investigated. They called back, said they had talked to Cape Town Radio and that the situation was under control. The ship was sinking. The 19 crew aboard abandoning ship, and so we were supposed to continue racing, and so we continued. And then probably half an hour later came another emergency message saying that all the crew had been rescued and that the Mayday was now complete. And so anyway, that's I remember back when we were rescued off Cape Horn, and so absolutely the tradition of the sea is to go to the aid of a mariner in distress. With no questions asked, you just go if someone needs you. And so that's why I had called race management to see if they had further information, whether we should turn around and go back. And I was going to call Eric Bellion, who was a little bit behind us, a little bit closer to the episode, to see if he had information. But it turned out we were not needed, and all the crew aboard that ship was safe. So an interesting episode out here at sea. And right now we're rocketing along in the dark. Just hit a high speed of 19 knots. So it was a autopilot in pretty good control. I'm pretty pleased with that, of course. So anyway, that's it from Great American for this evening. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Over and out.